names. And at his name, every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess. I don't know all the ins and outs of everything. Praise the Lord. But I just do what he tell me to do. Sometimes I know to go lay hands on this one and they're going to get delivered. And I know when this one going to have to wait. I just know in my heart. You know what I'm saying? I don't know all the answers. So don't come in and ask me something that I don't know. But if you come and say, is Jesus the deliverer? I'll say, amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. He is a deliverer. And he taught me, just look to me. He said, I'll bring down anything. He said, ask me for big things. Don't be afraid of names. So I don't care what you got if you can't pronounce it. Because I know a man. I say, I know a man. And his name is Jesus. They call him, they curse with him, everything. But I know a man named Jesus. I know a man that can deliver you. All you got to do is get your man on Jesus. I say, get your man on Jesus. Come in this room. Come in with your hands raised and your heart on Jesus. Karen, I think you ought to get your testimony right here. You help me out a little bit here. Which one? When you had a carpal tunnel. Yeah. You want to give that testimony? Come on up here. Come on. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Know where we were at the center or something, and I'm pretty sure this was the service where mom said do it for me or something, but I said, no, do it for me. And I used to sleep, it was this hand with a book. I couldn't straighten it hurt that bad. You know, I would put a book and I'd wrap stuff around it just to keep it straight. And I had a friend that lived down the way from me, and she had it also. I said, I'm getting prayer. You can go get, she got to get something cooled up. And you can go there. I'm getting prayer. I went to the service, and the service was going out, do it for me. And I was like, do it for me, Lord. Do it for me. And I felt something warm go down my arm. And God healed me that day. God healed me that day. And it seemed like the more people I told, I felt better and better. God healed me. I haven't had any more problems with this hand. Okay, as the devil tried to come back. He tried to come back. So I rebuke you. I'm keeping this one. I'm keeping my healing. I thank God for healing me.
Amen. What's his name? I say, what's his name? Oh, what's his name? Oh, what's his name? It's Jesus, Jesus. It's Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? I said, what's his name? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Sister Davis is unorthodox. Well, whatever. I say, whatever. If you got a problem, Jesus can solve it. But you got to get your man on. Jesus. I say, you got to get your man on. Jesus. No man is going to glory in his sight. And when man get the glory, he ain't going to do nothing. Kevin Kuhlman taught me that you got to have Jesus. Because you just can't make it by yourself. Will y'all stand? Everybody stand. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say, Jesus, I come to you today. I heard the testimonies and I need you. I need something from you today. And I am believing you to heal me, to deliver me, and take me through. I'm delivered. Pray for you, Lord. You say you gonna keep me from whatever's out there. Because I'm hiding in you, Lord. I'm hiding you. All fear is gone. All unbelief is gone. In Jesus' name. And I take you. I take you today, Lord. As my Savior. As my keeper. I take you. I take you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's done. No coronavirus going to come near your dwelling.
Amen.
He's giving his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They're going to... What's that other word? Y'all didn't catch that. Because we learned that. Now, you know, Pastor getting a little bit old, but now I know that scripture. I know that.
Yeah.
He'll bear you up. Thank you, Jesus. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. No evil shall come nigh you. Nigh your dwelling. Do you believe that?
Yes.
He said no evil gonna come nigh you. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I went to shopping yesterday and I don't know what's going on in the stores. I don't know. I'm gonna tell you the honest truth. I ain't thought nothing about no whatever his name is. All I know is Jesus. I ain't thought nothing about it. And I said, Lord, I need to get more concerned. So I was going to the store, and I had checked out. And the man said, do you want me to give you this? Because he had covered, you know, taking the stuff away. He said, which basket do you want? You want this one? I done wiped off. I said, I'm looking like I'm nutty, like I'm crazy. Because everybody been just catering to me. Girl, no, you go up there. No, you do this. And putting my stuff on the counter. I said, where's my green hair? They just so kind to me yesterday. I'm telling you, it was so easy to talk to people. You know, I talked to people anyway, but it was very easy yesterday. And so anyway, I said, sir, what are you? He said, well, you know, I have to ask you. And I'm saying, I'm trying to say, let's be, get some sense in your head, girl. You don't be so stupid. He said, I done wiped this off, you know, wiped it off and sanitized it. Now, do you want this best? I said, do what, Richard? I said, honey, I'm already sanitized. So that little basket ain't gonna bother me, honey. Whichever we'll put my groceries in, just let me go home with my grocery. I'm already sanitized. I'm sanitized by Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when I said that, there were some young people behind me. They came out the store. And I was just, you know, look, you ain't got to start at Genesis and run down. Just be yourself. And I'm just gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. So I just was talking to him. I said, you know the Lord. Well, I'm a Catholic. I said, I ain't asked you that, sweetheart. Are you hid? You believe Psalms 91? There you know Psalms 91. I said, I tell you, go back and you read Psalms 91, okay? Yeah, but it was another lady that would say, she said, honey, yeah. You know how we, yes, honey, yes. Yes, yes, you know, honey. You know how we do, sister. Yes, amen, amen. So I got so stirred up, I wasn't trying, and this is another thing, I don't want to be doing stuff because it's churchy.
That's right.
Come on. Come on.
I want to be me. I go to my car and say, hallelujah. And the guy said, wow. Man, she, you know, I don't know what else she said. But I was so happy. I just felt like I, because everyone, like most Christians, Lord, what can I do for you? How can I touch somebody, Lord? Somebody to touch somebody, Lord. Hallelujah. And I can't get in touch with Sybil. I've called her and everything. I can't get in touch. Is she at home? I'm going to have to go over there and knock on the door. But I don't even know when she'll be home, you know. Yeah. Let's pray for her. Listen. So as you start this fest, I was so happy for sister when she said to me, you know what I feel? Y'all protect me. But look, I know I'm older. Older. I didn't say old. I said older. But I'm okay. She, I feel that love and protection that people have for me. I do. Brother Al, you okay? I'm better than okay. I'm okay and KO and whatever we want to say. I'm front and backwards. I'm okay. I am. And whatever you go through and whatever I go through, I'm no better than nobody else. I got to go through too. I have trials and tribulations and whatever now, but when I got up this morning, this girl called me. She said, Sister Davis, she said, I just felt to call you. Ain't that sweet? I've been thinking, really thinking about you. I said, well, thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so we talked. She said, I want to come to church. She said, but I'm not good with it. She just lived right up there on A. Well, you know, yeah, uh-huh. I said, well, she said, I just want to follow you. I'll follow you. So I said, Lord, let next week her call me and let her follow. People going to follow us to church, and we got to have something together. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We got to have something to help these people with. You ain't got to, well, you know, Lord, now, yeah, but you can pray. You can seek God and say, Lord, move in our service today. Give us a different service. I heard one person say, I think somebody said, boy, it's a different service. It's supposed to be different. Yeah. God is different. Look at all the flowers. Ain't nothing out there the same, Harley. You know, Harley, you look down in the sea and he got a, I said, oh, Lord, that's an ugly one there. But he loved the good and the ugly and the bad. God loves it all. Because I see how he do nature. He go down. You ever look at nature? I love nature. And it be, you know, little fishes down there. And one going like this. And then one is hiding on the rock. I say, whoa, now you bad. Now you just, I be talking to them. Y'all don't know me. I'm crazy. For Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to read a few words. Listen, I love Brother Ron. I didn't know. He told me his testimony. He's so sweet. He's a very precious man that was supposed to be here today. But it wasn't God's time for him to come. See, I believe everything is in the hands of God. What happened today was God. With Selena, it's God. With Sister Baxter, it's God. And with Tony, it's God. It's God. See, and you try to make a program, and I told somebody, I said, that's why I don't have a clock. I ain't never had a clock, you remember? In the church. I never had a clock. Because I want God to do what he want to do. And I don't want people to be, see now, so y'all got clocks, I know, looking. And then you get out, and they say the churches fill the restaurants up. When we go on this 40-day fast, which starts on the 22nd, and if you ain't, hop on the train, if you ain't. You ain't fasting 40 days, 40 days like Jesus did. But I want you to put your mind in that order, that this is the time I'm gonna go slack down eating. I'm going to fast a half a day or whatever you're going to do. And put your mind on the Lord, because this is the time of cleansing. Cleansing. This is the time of cleansing. God gonna help you to get rid of some of those habits. Thank you, sister. You know we got habits. Come on. Get out. Come on. Come on now. Amen. Amen. No, it's gonna start on the 22nd. Yeah, the 22nd. Sunday. And we're gonna fast those 10 days that's in February and all of April. In March and then all of April. Yeah, you choose your day you want to fast and we'll put it down. Praise the Lord. And those that's with you will help you. But you're going to really strive. Children of God, the Bible says strive to enter in. We got to strive. And the Bible says a straight way and another way. We have to strive. Jesus paid too great a price for you think you're going to lollygag and get up there. It ain't going to happen. And if you get up there, you're going to be saved just as by fire. And I don't want to live like that the rest of eternity. I want to do what God has put me here to do. Yes. Brother, I don't want to do your job, her job. No, I want to do what God put me here to do. Yes. Sister Bob, I'm not trying to look to do what you're supposed to do, her supposed to do, what you going to do. I want to do what I'm supposed to do. Amen. That's what I want to leave in this church today, that you would do what God wants you to do. I say, I want to put that in this church today that you would do. The first Sunday of every month, we're going to take the sacrament. And I'm tired of trying to keep God's people in order. That had been my spirit ever since I've been saved. My pastor used to tell me, Sister Davis, you got to, you know. So God finally done graduated me from that. Every first Sunday, we're going to take the sacrament. Every second Friday. You ready? You ready? This is what I think of you and how I think you've grown. We going to have all-night prayer meeting every second Friday of the year because it's time. We cannot win battles when now lay me down to sleep. And the Bible say, and Jesus went up into the mountain And he prayed. He had went up in the mountain and walking on the sea. That's how he helped, because he came. Nothing about prayer. Now, I was taught this. I'm sorry. This ain't something. I was taught this way. Go back. He said, take the people back. And which you, the Holy Spirit told you, Sister David. You remember what you said with me? Okay. All right. And when you told me that, I said, help me. Whatever has hindered, help me. But I'm a person, ain't none of me. As long as I'm living and kicking, I think it's God. So you chose Moses when he was 80. You know how kids say, you gave so-and-so time. And he, I think probably Joshua was probably 82. Praise the Lord. So God uses us because, you know, you dad, you gave him one. You got you gave that, you did that. I said, Lord, you chose him. You know, I said, you chose him. So get ready, because we're going on, and we're going, and I didn't tell you that. So I got down, got my calendar, started making out, and when Al was it, it's going to be a blessing to you. It's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. Anybody got a test?
Lord said I walked in straight.
Yes. That's something from God, right? Crazy. How you feel? But you know, Sister Davis can pray for you, but like I say, it's who gonna serve, who gonna heal you? You just love him so you play your little song every day. Yeah. You ain't got to play all day, just play you one little song.
Yeah.
You gonna do that?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm getting ready to get a telephone call 7 times. All you gotta do what he say. Part your hair. He tell you wear a green sock today, then you put a green sock on. As long as Lord say do. Amen. You may be seated. What time is it? I love you all, honestly. And I know, I just, people, this is my, me. This just makes me. I just think. But you know you. You. Yes. What she want to do? Okay. Well, I'm always home, Sister Baxter. And I keep this phone. I'll give you both of them numbers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is able. My message is going to be very short when you call. I'm just going to tell you. I love you, honey. But Jesus. You ain't going to tell me nothing about how you twitching and what, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear that. No. You can call me anytime. Amen. I want to hear some hallelujah. I got good news. I got good news. I got good news. Jesus. Shoot, I ain't got nothing to say. You know, people don't need to hear nothing down when they're trying. And let me tell you something. You ain't the only one going through. Boy, I played my song today and I felt dust and dust. Sister Baxter. Amen. I thought we just be real. You know, I don't want to be, you know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to look at Luke 8 and 12 and leave that with you. Praise the Lord. Luke 8. Oh, this going to fit right in. Lord, you know you just something. I just love you. Father, I thank you. I really, truly thank you. I thank you for those that you have sent here to help. They've really been a blessing. But we all have been helped. I kind of think we help one another. And so I just want to thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we've made up our minds, Father, to go on. From where we stand, Lord, we're going to go on with you. Because you say, he that make it to the end of the world, that same shall be saved. So we make it to the end, we're going to be saved. We're going to pray for one another in our weaknesses and keep each other lifted. Praise, we're going to do this, Lord. We're going to do it in Jesus' name. So I thank you for what you're going to do right now. In Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. Your word is so precious, Lord. It's so precious. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. I want this to be devoured. Give me a hunger to devour it. Just eat it day and night. And meditate in it day and night. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you. And I praise you, Lord. And now, Lord, bless your people and bless me. I need it too, Father. I ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I know, beloved, that God is in this place. He won't get up. I hadn't seen, and I think of that. I think of that, Brother Ed and Linda. He wouldn't get up, and I ain't seen them people in years, right? I may call sometimes to Sister Linda, and then she come in from nowhere, and I said, "That's Linda and Eddie. It's God. It's God." And I think I said, "Lord, you know what I told him? Just me and you, but I ain't gonna do it." But when Sister Linda got up and came up to that piano, my mind was settled. Because I know God don't ever start and he don't finish. That's right. I just don't believe it. I don't. I'm just so crazy. I don't believe what he say. Miracles. That's why I believe in miracles, because I believe in God. Amen. I've seen her dedication. I'm not trying to lift her up a number. Just to give flowers while they live. Want him to be free to go and do what God wants him to do. That's the kind of person I am. Just tell me when you're going so I can, you know, switch around or whatever you have to do. Person, I want you to do what God. This is just a building. This is a church for 50, 60 years and don't feel like you can do nothing. You all get all twisted. I'm just going to tell you now, well, God doing something new now. I'm going to do a new thing. He ain't going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on.
There's some times I'm not going to be here.
It's okay.
But look, you got Eddie. You got, and then you ain't supposed to be of upholders. Come on. Get your mind off of people. Uh-huh. And Paul said, now who baptized? It was Jesus. It was Jesus. Get your mind on who?
Jesus.
All right. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Hey, good. This is the parable of the sower. I'm into this sowing thing, ain't I? Yeah. Because I know it works. Okay, he said, it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and shewing the good tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain woman, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom 7 devils were cast. He cast them out. And Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's servant, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. And this is what he told them. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Now, this is what's being done today. As I stand in this place, the word of God is going to fall somewhere. So you don't have time to do anything but prepare your heart to receive and ask your heart to be good. You ain't got time to be worrying about Sister Phyllis and, you know, she should have. We don't have this in this church, though. This is a good church. We ain't calling on the phone gossiping. So we got a step ahead of people. Take this time that the Lord has given us this 40 days and really pull in. Pull in. Pull in. If you call somebody, let it be a good word. Let them be something that they can live in. Let put a good seed, because your word is a seed. And you don't really realize how strong your words are. You're taken with the words of your mouth. You can speak. Amen. Hallelujah. What you speak has a... Did you know that? All God said was, let there be light. Hallelujah. And there was light. And you get up and say, well, I'm sick, then you gonna be sick. I'm gonna read it. My professor at down in Mississippi, he did some kind of little something to get in for us. He said, now, when Henry come in, I want everybody here to just carefully tell him he's sick. So the boy came in just smiling. He didn't say, man, you look sick. Are you okay? He said, well, all the class did is, what could not want a big class, about 10 of us, 11. We didn't have big classes down in the South. By the end of the day, he was sick. He did that to prove to us what words are. Now, this is not religious. He wasn't a religious man. But he did that to show. He said, you're not sick. I told him to tell you you were sick. Ain't no man, ain't nothing wrong with you. He had to really convince that guy.
So he got sick.
Words. Well, they had Tokyo Rose during the war. Is that right? And she would talk and lie and who the soldiers who believed them didn't come out. They believed what she said. Your words carry great power. Now, if you get up and say, "Well, I don't feel good," well, you ain't gonna feel good the rest of the day. That's right. So you get up. We went to church yesterday and we had a good service and bless God, I was blessed. And I'm blessed today. Bless God. And you go, but now your head hurt. I'm blessed. I know this. I've been here a long time. I've tried it all. But I know when I got up and just going to live, I said, "Lord, this is my day. This is the day the Lord has made and I'm going to rejoice in it." And you say rejoice, and again I say rejoice. So he wants you to rejoice. Bless it. You need to read that blessed thing too. Amen. And so some seeds fell what? On thorny ground. Is that the one where I'm at? Yeah. Okay. And some fell up on a rock. And as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. This is the word now. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. And some fell on good ground. Well, we want the word to fall today on ground. I want my ground to be good, Lord, so I can, this can be planted in my heart that it may grow into eternal life. I want my word good. And I can't tell you that this, we have some good word up in this pulpit. I ain't talking about me, but I'm talking about Brother Ed, Brother Al, a good word. I said, we got no excuse because we have a good word. And if we let the word land in our hearts, we can change. But don't go and hear the word and say, "Well, they said that," but you know, it'd be like a man looking in the mirror and fix your head this way. And then you go back and you forget how you fixed it. But we're going to hear the word and bear fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "Hear." Let him hear. Let us hear today, children of God. Let us hear. Open. I want to hear. I want the word to change me. I ain't going to stay the same to it. And we make vain excuses. And you know, you're right back into the same spot you were. It's going to take it, sister. We know what to do. But you can't say, "I'll do it tomorrow." Some been saying you're going to do something for the last. And you know it need to be done and you ain't done it yet. Then you sit and spend and get your heart in order where the word can fall on it and produce. We get rid of some all these bad habits. Yes, Lord. He do. I told one brother, I said, "I know you said something." Yeah, I'm saying, "Sister Davis, I love you." And I hear you say, "Boy, she need to do so and so and so and so." I told Lord, "I don't want to hear all that." I said, "Lord, I don't even know what to hear. I don't even want to hear that." I'm going to tell you, you just got this habit. God will deliver you if you can believe. You've been promising God and promising. And you feel, stop doing this. But you get caught up. But you're going to have to talk to yourself and the devil. You're going to have to say, "Hi me, Satan. Get away from me, Satan. I'm not doing this. Don't do it." And then when you come to church, you can rejoice for real. Because you're free. Because who the Son set free is free indeed. You can overcome. He wouldn't ask you to do something you couldn't do. He said he wouldn't put nothing on you that you couldn't bear. And I have to, sometimes how weak am I just, she said, "This tickles me to death," when Bridget said, she said, "But Lord, you know, I'm saying, well, yeah." So she done started talking more faith. She be telling me, I said, "That's right, boo." That's right. Amen. Everybody got to have somebody that can help them. And everybody's under somebody. What happened? He got so big because he was casting out devils. Blah, blah, blah. He didn't have nobody. What do you call that word? Overseer. Overseer is another word. Overseer. But ain't nobody. Listen. We always wonder about this. And nobody told him, "Brother, don't do this." Why? Because he think he too big to be told. But ain't nobody getting too big to be told. No. As we stay in this world, we can be told by somebody. And somebody is over us. Well, I talk to God. You don't need nobody. That's You hear what I'm saying? Sometimes she could tell you something. You ain't tell God, you don't know everything. Who knows everything?
Jesus.
You don't know everything. And when you got a husband, he can't tell me nothing. That's why you're so hard-headed. You just, and get into stuff. Because you done made your mind up. You bigger than everybody, bigger than yourself. Somebody can tell you something, beloved. Let somebody tell, a child can tell you something. Somebody in this church can come up to this building and tell you something eternal. The Bible says a little child should lead them. So you got to keep your mind open and not get too big-headed. I don't know who I'm talking to. But you got to, we got to stay, well, humble. Well, somebody can tell us something. Well, sister can tell me something. I'm the pastor, but for God's sake, I can be told something. And I don't never be where I can't be told nothing. You come to me, brother, when I'm doing something, say, Sister Dave, you, if you ain't come to the place that, that you know how to talk to God's people, I don't know what I'm saying this for. I'm going to say it anyway. You need to be in a place where you can go to him, you know, as a brother. You don't want to see him lost. If your brother sinned against you, you go to him and tell him. That's what the Bible say. But we'll see people, and we'll, instead of telling her, we call Susie Sue. That's gossip. And we repent of that. Of telling, you know, they say such and so and so and so and so and so and so. I said, Lord, it's a shame. We all done grown up from some of this stuff we do. Oh, where they come from? I want to preach this right here. Oh, I just, you know, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So then Jesus had to explain to him. He told him that it wasn't for the number 10. Unto you I give, is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not hear and understand. So here's the parable. He said, number 12, those that's by the wayside are they that hear the word, then the devil come, take it away out of their hearts, lest they should believe it and be saved. We'll read that again. Wayside. This is, those that's by the wayside, that when the seed is sown, the devil come. He gonna come to everybody now. I heard a good word. Oh, girl, I went to church today. I had a good word. I say the word ought to change us. The word ought to change. Oh, God. They receive the word with joy. And these have no, what is it, root? Which for a while they believe, and in time of temptation, be tempted. Well, when I get saved, it's going to be all over. No, it's just starting. Out of kingdom. And his cohort's going to be there. He know where you was and where he had you before. When you've been born again, I'm talking about saints. You got to realize when you born again, it means just all, what you say?
All. Yes,
are you sure they say that?
It says all.
And that's what I believe we have to be born again. I believe that. I do. I believe you got to be born again. I don't believe you can go tell a sinner what to do. Get him. Lord, don't let the word today ground it. Well, you keep up with me now. And thorny ground. And then the third one. What's the next one? The 14th verse. And that which fell among thorns and are choked, which carried with the cares, oh dear God, and bring forth no fruit, no fruit to perfection. They go forth to hear the word. I've been in church since I was 14 or 9. I've been in a Pentecostal church. I said, well, tell me, he took me that way for a reason. And I've seen it all. Oh, yeah, I know he's weak. Yeah, bless his heart. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for Brother Bruce that the Lord would strengthen him. Amen. And Edie. Because of Evie, we want to see him strong. He really wants to come to church. He is playing. We tell when you're playing now, come on. But you want to be church. Your desire is there. So let us pray for him. So that is Jesus. Persecution come. What else? And not the, here's one thing, huh? The cares of this life. Now, you preached that this morning, Al. The cares of this life. Lord have mercy in getting. And, you know, they done set us up, children. The devil done set us up. Boo. Pick up something. We ain't got to cook. We can go by and pick it up and such, such, such. Fat long to serve me. And then they'll say, we're going to give you something free. I've been sitting out here 10 minutes. Okay, now I don't say, oh, we're so sorry. We're going to go get you a free something. They'll take running in and bring you a little free. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you see. I saw you. We something else. And God still loves us. Yes, praise the Lord. This one here. I was at the Goodwill, and the lady knows, but so she checked out. I had some towels, so she checked the towels out. But I had bought stuff to put out. And since when I got, you know, they don't give you nothing to put your stuff in no more. You got to pick it up. So when I got, my goodness, I said I didn't pay for that. Up in the lines, you know how it is now. It's really, you can't go hardly nowhere. There ain't no lines. And so it was, and she, I was standing behind her. She said, oh, I said, yeah, I didn't pay for this. I said, she missed it. And the lady was telling me about how, instead of you walking out and say, oh, the Lord is good.
No.
But y'all done passed that, ain't you? Oh, the Lord is good. Oh, Lord. Oh, that ain't the Lord. Y'all don't know who the Lord is. No, that ain't the Lord. So when I got up to the counter, I said, the lady said, go on up there, ma'am. I didn't see this in my card. And so here it is. She said, well, that is so sweet. For God that keeps track of me, who's writing it down. You may not write it. When you miss him, I'm bringing your stuff back. This is belong to you. There you $6. Okay. It so happened I had a plastic bag in my car. But now, listen, women, here's a tip. Take some plastic bags. You got about 6 or 8 plastic bags in your purse. Don't let the cares of this life this year that I may love you more than anything. God, for any that maybe has something to do with the way I feel about things, I say, but God, I want to love you with my life. Clean everything. David said, clean me with hyssop. Watch me when I realize he is the only one that can help me. Only one that can help me. He's the only one. Brother, he's the only. So I want to love him with all my heart. Oh my, I'm going to read this last verse. He said, but he that is on good ground and good heart. God, give me an honest and give us an honest. Keep it and bring forth fruit with, watch it now. They bring forth fruit with patience. I don't want to go into nothing else. Where you stand, God? Lord, I pray that the word has been sown on good ground today. I do. Starting here. Because only word that's on good ground can grow. I know about that because my husband is a farmer. And so have you. Ab was talking to him the other day about planting out there. He plants out there every year. Wherever some ground is, Ernie gonna plant. I don't care what he said, how sick he gonna plant some if it's a ground out there. So he said, I got to go get my seed. So he said, you know, but he told me, he said, the ground looked pretty good, but he knows that he plows the ground up and let it lay over the winter. Yeah. That's the way he does it, you know. He said, but he said, you know, I pulled those greens out and plowed it up. I plowed the greens where we had the greens, and it's pretty good. So he plans, he said, I'm going to put potatoes and this and that. So if he plant a potato, y'all going to be having plenty of potatoes. Plenty of sweet potatoes. Whatever he plants, he gives it to the church. Isn't that sweet? He's always done that. And everybody had greens and everybody had potatoes. Whatever he plant, he put it out there and y'all have it. Is that right, Al? Yes. He used to say, And you was like Brother Mark loved tomatoes too. So he planted tomatoes. Yeah, tomatoes. Now, by him being his hand and stuff, I don't know if he's going to plant as much as he planted, you know, been planting. But that's what he told me. But he's going to plant potatoes and tomatoes. Oh, yeah, he's going to plant some tomatoes. Yes. And maybe cucumbers, okra. We love okra. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, okay, I'm sorry. I went another way, so Bridget had to tell me we had to take the offering up. Y'all weren't trying to get out here without doing it, but I ain't hear nobody else put it up there. Praise the Father in Jesus' name. Brother Ed, you look better, Tony. You look better. You're going to be that witness for Jesus. You're going to be that young man for Jesus, Tony. God going to use you, son. That's why the devil tries to fight you so hard. God giving you something for the last day, and the devil don't want you to have it. But we say, good, bad devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. And Jesus, I thank you for healing Selena. I thank you for touching Sister Baxter. I thank you. And I believe you've done what you want to do, and I believe it's good. Because everything you do is good. Hallelujah. The word, I believe, is falling on some good ground today, Lord. Hallelujah. We get into what we're going to overcome. We are overcomers by the word, Lord. Help us to know it's the word that help us to overcome. Amen. Those habits are going this year. We ain't going to tell you no more, I'm going to quit this. No, they're going, Lord. I said they're going, Lord. I said they're going, Lord. Hallelujah. Let God give you the strength. Whatever your thing is, whatever mine is, may he give me the strength. When I say it, that it'll be done. And I'm asking it in Jesus' name. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, my brother, and give you his peace. God bless you. I love you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, y'all, when you're going. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Wait a minute for the tithes. Wait a minute. All right. Lord, we do ask you to touch Brother Bruce. I'm asking you, we send the word to Brother Bruce. I say we send the word to Brother Bruce. Now the Bible say he sent the word and what? And they were healed. We're sending the same word, Lord. That same word that you spoke. That you're the same God. Hallelujah. Heal, brother. Give him strength right now, Lord. Let him fill our prayers, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's power in the name of Jesus. Did we forget anything else? We'll work us together. You know what? I'm getting a little older, but you know, I fight. The devil is a lie. You know, you supposed to, I say, I don't care if I get 90. I'm going to be just what God made me. I don't care.
Yes.
Age ain't going to boo me.
Spirit.
No, I'm not going to go around limping because I'm 80. The word, Jesus told me I could be strong. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes. And that's what I have believed, Sister Barbara. Don't let anybody talk you into stuff, girl. We getting older, but don't let anybody talk you into stuff. I'm just as cute as I can be. Standing in that mirror and say, woo, girl, you ain't, girl, you doing okay. I do. I say, girl, look at you. I look in the mirror, I say, girl, you going to be something for God. Let's go get it. Come on here. I do. I talk to myself. You better learn to talk to yours. You better learn to talk to yourself. Amen. Ain't that right? Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. So-and-so don't like me. Who cares? Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Not only like you, Jesus loves you. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you. Bring your tithes and offerings. Sister Davis is Orthodox.